Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Storage Review podcast, arguably one of the more offensive storage podcasts on the networks. We've got our full crew in today. Adam's here.
Hello.
And Kevin's here breaking things and sipping coffee into the
mic. I feel
mic.
I should say
Yeah, you will. Tom and his Iron Dome are here today.
Mele klikamaka to my friends in the States.
All right, that's good. I was speaking of your head, but you are in Israel, right?
Correct, yeah. Yep.
How's that going? I understand you've been there a week and almost been killed twice.
Yeah, and it wasn't because of my sarcastic humor either, which kind of disappointed me in a way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this month's been really trying. First, I had the Spanish flu over Christmas. And, hey, I wanted to thank you for the get well cards and the flowers that you sent. That was really nice of you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, if any bourbons showed up, I sent that as well.
Yeah, I was wondering why the mailman was a little bit tipsy. Yeah, so anyway, I was here and they had the closing event last night, and it was at a bar in kind of a seedy part of town. And
this sounds par for the course for you.
Well, not without you guys, otherwise. So I'm with the normal sales guys and free alcohol and sales guys, and the natural party drugs that they were probably on. I decided to walk home rather than ride home the bus with them. And so I'm walking through this real seedy part of town, make it to my hotel, really nice hotel, hop in the elevator, start going up to my floor, and then I look at the screen, the big screen, and it says, let's see, I'm going to send you this so you can post it on your MySpace account or whatever. Great. Have your social, have your social media director post it if you would, all right?
All right, send it over.
Yeah, so anyway, look at this big display, and it says security update, latest security update cannot be installed. So I was
on the elevator screen?
Yeah, I kid you not, yeah. Yep.
Elevator plummets down.
Yeah, they're not connected, I'm sure, but I wouldn't like to see that in the elevator.
I watched Killing a Couple of Hours maybe months ago. I was watching a video on
smart elevators.
And the different levels of control and stuff that go into them, a lot of them are really basic in how they operate, but I'm assuming most of the control screens that you see in the elevator are just like a KVM extension or a display from a generic computer console, not really a elevator service.
Yeah, they're normally showing ads for the restaurant or whatever. Well, that doesn't really count as a near-death experience, though, Tom.
Okay, so I'll catch you with the other one.
Okay.
So, I mean, Tel Aviv, and as you well know, that Jaffa's just down the coast. It's a kilometer away, and it's a beautiful old port town. So I'm walking along once again by myself, and I see boat rides, right? So I'm gonna go on a boat ride. So I kind of negotiate with the guy, and I start heading out there. And then I see this big sign, and Jaffa was where Jonah in the well. That's the port he took out. And so I'm thinking, oh, yeah, I'm going to go out there and be little well treats, well kibbles.
Yeah,
I'm going to end up as well. Yeah, I'm going to end up in well vomit on the beach there. So I kind of deflected on that. But it was close. It was a close call.
Wait a minute. So your two close calls and count a broken screen in an elevator and a biblical story that did not impact your life.
Well, it could have, though. It could have. I said it was near death. Near death.
We spent the first 3.5 minutes talking about your nonsense in Israel. Okay. Well,
I had a near-death experience recording video earlier this week where I gave my eyes sunburn from being in the light tent so long.
That video was never produced, though, was it?
No, I had too many takes with too many expletives spoken.
Yeah, one day we're going to have to roll out an outtake video of all the F-bombs and everything else that happens on these things. It probably would be more entertaining than the videos themselves at this point.
Hey, can we strap a GoPro to Kevin's head one day and just kind of do a POV of the day in the life of Kevin?
It would be a POV of me watching YouTube videos.
YouTube making coffee and hitting the bathroom. I mean, I don't know that that's
drilling
that,
holes.
That could be a premium service offering, though. We could charge. We could charge $6.99 a month for that for KevCam.
Watch Kevin watch YouTube while he sits on the toilet.
Oh, gross. Yeah, but he's headed down to Tom to Nashville to iGel's event this week, so we are going to send him with the mobile recording rig to see what maybe we can get out of that. We have we've done a lot of videos. We've done probably a dozen or so in the last couple of days. Have another one going up today.
Yeah, and most sites do like one a week or something. We're doing like one or two a day.
Yeah,
or like one in the morning, one in the afternoon.
We'll probably eventually run out of gas on this, but as we did 6 years ago when we disbanded the YouTube channel. I thought we stopped 4 years ago, and really the one video we had done 4 years ago was this awful thing of smashing a hard drive with my car. But you had to go back 2 years before that to even find the next video that we had done. So it's been some time, but now we've done about a dozen. We have a mixture of how-to guides, of new things coming into the lab. We did sort of a pseudo unboxing thing yesterday of Hynix flash drives.
It was a full unboxing.
It was. I felt embarrassed by it.
But well, the Supermicro was an unboxing.
Yeah, I suppose, technically.
Yes.
But I felt embarrassed by the Hynix one. But one, they pack those drives really, really well.
Really well, yes.
Two, you get a fancy tray, which even says Hynix on it. Like, they make their own little fancy trays. And three, somebody said they liked it. So that may have inadvertently caused us to do more unboxing videos of Enterprise.
We do it all for the likes.
Yeah. So. Yeah, wherever there's a like, we'll...
We should have unboxing videos of when Kevin unboxes something I boxed up to ship back.
He did that today, or yeah. Not today, he did it this week, though. We had boxed up the Synology units, and he was hunting for Nick, and then destroyed all the hard work you had done the week prior.
He did it, 2 weeks ago with the 15 HP? I boxed it up, and...
Oh, yeah, that was on my chair.
Well, there wasn't a proper label on it yet, so it said it was, like...
There was a label, you just read it backwards.
Oh, yeah. Problems.
So I come up there for something, and he's opening the box back up.
Getting ready to review the thing we've already reviewed and we're trying to return.
He's like, when did this come in? And I'm like 6 weeks ago? It was getting ready to go back out.
Yeah, we're pretty good at doing work, undoing work, then redoing the work. Which is happening on the YouTube videos. So anyway, we're cranking those out. Kevin, you got picked on again, this time not by your child, though.
No, someone gave some really good critical feedback, and apparently I say a lot, which I do, and now I've been, like, overthinking it, so it's like every other word is an
He just speaks that way, too, by the way. That's not, like, a nervous tic or anything.
I don't know. I think I've just been around him so long I don't even notice anymore.
Because when I read that, like, you say a lot, I'm like, well, he always talks like that. He's not saying it specifically in the video. It's just the way he always talks.
It's part of my vocabulary.
He says it a lot more now that someone's pointed it out. But
I wonder
that...
if Kevin's thoughts, like, if he had a thought bubble where you could see in his head if the words would just be all jumbled up. I think that's what it is. There's hundreds of words in there all wanting to get out at the exact same time. But he can only process them in little sequential, like 4K chunks.
The exploratory hole was too small for the thought to get out.
Yeah, so. Definitely so.
Yeah. So are these new videos, are they going to be on the Storage Hub regular or the Storage Hub premium channel?
That's an offering for maybe 2021.
I was suggesting getting a patron page going, and we could have like pay a dollar and you get a like a vinyl sticker or something, and then like access into...
premium.
Yeah, premium is the sticker.
We were thinking about doing some live feeds or something, but the odds of catastrophe occurring are so high that I don't think that's a smart idea for us to partake in.
Yeah, we tried to do a one video where we were minimal takes, and I think going through it, it was like a screw was missing midway through, and I'm just like, oh shit, what do I do? Like, do I roll with it? Do I not? Like,
yeah, we... Our videos are going to be, the lab videos especially, are going to be a little more raw. And I think a few mistakes are okay when we get there. There's a fundamental issue. We probably have to reboot that one.
So they're going to be on the Storage Hub Raw channel?
Oh, God. Yeah. I'm so glad you called in from Israel. What time is it right now, anyway?
It's 11 o'clock, and I've been drinking since 2. So
fantastic.
It's
3 o'clock here, and we've been drinking since noon, so I guess we're trying to catch up to you.
Yeah, it's Shabbat, so all the bars close at 4:30, so you kind of got to start early.
That's well, as long as you pace yourself and you know what you're up to. I guess you're off this weekend. You're doing a little work on Monday. You're going to go visit with Store One, so that'll be interesting. Adam, you've met them a couple times too out at Press Store, right?
Yeah, I met Gal a few times.
Yeah. They're
he's a smart guy.
They're very smart.
He invented StoreWise, I believe.
He or all of them have invented a lot of stuff and have some great IP. So they've got a lot of great big performance and cost optimization claims. You know, Tom's going to start to take a look at that on Monday and see what we can put together.
Yeah, Israel actually is number two right behind the U.S. on, IP. For a country of 8 million people, that's just, remarkable.
Don't you think it's because, though, as a group of people, they work harder, take life maybe a little more seriously sooner than we do in America?
You know, I don't think they take life that much more seriously.
Really?
Fun bunch. Oh, yeah, fun bunch. But I think they all have the military background, so they have some discipline. And, yeah, I think that goes a long ways.
Yeah, it's funny. My son got mail yesterday, so he's 16, high school junior. And so, you know, as they do the ACT and the PSAT and all that stuff, they have to sign up, which means you automatically get spam mail from every college within so far 500-600 miles of Cincinnati. He got a new one yesterday. It was a nice fold out. You fold it and fold it and fold it. It's like 8 or 12 pages long, from the Marines of all
places.
There you
go. Yeah,
I thought it was gonna be the Gillette/SSA sign up form.
No, it's not that. It was from the Marines. And I tell you what, though, the Marines, at least from my experience, which was just looking at this postcard yesterday, they really have a nice, glossy, well put together presentation. They've got all sorts of people in the Marines. They all look happy.
They're
in good shape.
Definitely going to see some action if he joins the Marines right now. So in 2 years.
Is that how long basic takes? Or is that...
The basic's 12 weeks in the Marines.
All right, 12 weeks. So he's got one more year of school and then and then the Marines?
If he wants to get out there in the desert, I would say the Marines is the best way to go. They're more active.
Yeah. He doesn't really do his own laundry.
Yeah, then maybe not Marines.
Or they'll force him to.
Dishes.
Well, he's only going to have like 2 shirts and 2 pair of pants, so it'd be easy for him.
That's a good point. Yeah. He was almost late for school today looking for socks.
Yeah, he only have 2 pair, I think, for the Marines.
So. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. He's got 30 pair now, but can't find any. How is that?
It seems like a problem like my kids have, but they're a wee bit younger.
Yeah, you've got that to look forward
Does
to.
Does he still kick the socks off around the entire house? Like you go into the living room or go into the dining room and you see like a sock on a table or behind...
I mean, my wife does that still.
So. If there's a random sock, it's normally because the dog took them or one of the dogs. I don't think the Marines are going to be in his future.
Air Force maybe instead.
Are they lower discipline? Do they have more socks than the Air Force?
I think everything is lower discipline than the Marines aside from like Navy SEALs or something. But
all right. So we've got that to look forward to. Tom, you have any other Israel updates before we move on?
Well, I did find out I got my DNA tested last year, and I'm back with my people. I found out that I have just a shad less than 1% Sephardic Jew in my blood, so my people are here. Feels good.
Well, you'll never want to leave.
Yeah, probably not.
Well,
I'm
going to go to Raleigh the week of February 3rd. But after that, I think I'm going to come up and visit you in the Pac Northwest mid to late February, so you can regale me of your stories of your people upon my arrival.
All right, make it mid because late February be skiing in Utah last week, so
even
if
better.
You want to meet me there,
I'll be in Pac Northwest in late February.
it's decided.
Yeah, that was easy. Let's get on to more important news. Adam's Movie Corner. Do we have music for Adam's Movie Corner yet?
Bump,
no.
Bump.
All right. So last week the assignment was American Psycho. And I had not seen it before.
Fun,
somehow.
Family-friendly movie.
No, not really. Another in Adam's series of movies that are not family-friendly. I still don't know what to make of it. 20 years later... It actually holds up
depressing
a little bit, and I'm surprised that in in this series of Wall Street and risky business and that sort of modality that I never even came across it. I think I just thought it was a horror movie and never took it seriously. But there's some hard-hitting analysis in there. Genesis, Huey Lewis, there's a nice little soliloquy on that. And I actually read up on that Huey Lewis in the news wouldn't let them have audio rights for the song, so it's not on the soundtrack. But they had already pressed a bunch of CDs and had to destroy hundreds of thousands of CDs or something.
That the book and the movie were a lightning rod of controversy for a while. The book more so than the movie, but...
Well, yeah, the movie, I guess, missed a couple series in the book or something.
Well, the book, I think it was the World Organization of Women were, like, way against the publisher.
I can't imagine why.
What was her name? Victoria Steinem, I think, maybe? Or Gloria Steinem?
Yeah.
A feminist. She was way against it, and she happens to be Christian Bale's stepmother, actually. Mm. So he actually portrayed the character later that she was...
I will say, I saw more of Christian Bale's butt in that movie than...
This was like his... This kind of shot him up to stardom after
the three movies of Batman?
Yeah, I didn't see a lot of butt in Batman.
Wasn't it George Clooney butt, Batman butt?
I can't remember.
Yeah. Didn't he have the chest thing with the little
nipples? Yeah, the little bat nipples.
Yeah.
Were they bat nipples, shaped or just hard nipples?
No, I think they were just firm. Yeah. So that one was interesting. I do miss the 80s, though. I feel like I could already be a great criminal if I wanted to be. But if you take away surveillance that exists now that they didn't have in the 80s, I feel like I could be a phenomenal criminal in the 80s. Not a murderer, but...
I could have murdered hundreds of people.
Now, I don't want to kill anyone, but I could have robbed some people or banks or maybe stolen some artwork from a museum.
Yeah, the movie, he commits all kinds of crimes, and they get more ridiculous as the movie
progresses. Help me out. See, I've only seen it once, and recently, he doesn't really kill any of those people, does he?
That's left open to interpretation. Now, the book is extremely murky. The movie leans toward that it's more in his head.
Right. Well, because he shows up to the apartment and it's all painted, and if they had known that there was a murder there, that wouldn't have been secret, and the cop car wouldn't have exploded when he shot it.
Yeah, the cop car, it's hard to tell because of the amount of drugs he takes and the amount of hallucinations he has.
The ATM's talking to him about feeding the cat.
Yeah. So
that was really amazing.
It's really interesting that the author who wrote the book and Christian Bale both portrayed Patrick Bateman around Tom Cruise, because Bret Easton Ellis used to live in the building Tom Cruise lived into, and he would see him in the elevator, and he said like Tom Cruise was like an android, that when he was in there by himself it was like he was turned off, and when someone walked in there he would like come to life and smile and be like completely dead behind the eyes. And Christian Bale was on some late night talk show,
which he doesn't do very often. I don't even
this is back in the 90s.
Well, I know, but like now he didn't even, I think he did almost no media for Ford v Ferrari.
And he was on there with Tom Cruise as the main guest, and he was in Newsies or Swing Kids or something at the time.
Oh gosh.
And he met Tom Cruise in like the green room, and he said he was like completely dead behind the eyes, like he wasn't a real person, and he used that for portraying Patrick Bateman.
Huh.
So Tom Cruise hasn't commented on this. I mean, it's not a secret. It's not like he's gonna sue us or anything, but yeah, both of them.
Weird. Well, I hesitate to even ask what Movie Corner has in store for us this week, but lay it on me.
How about Apostle from Netflix?
Apostle. All right, I'm writing it down.
Gareth Evans movie. He's more famous for doing The Raid and The Raid 2.
Should I watch this while driving out of Nashville?
Again, no family, I assume, in this one?
This one is more of a like slow boiler thriller.
Okay.
It does have a couple of gross things in it, but... It's not overly gross.
No one's eating a leg, are they?
No, there's no cannibalism.
All right. Tom, do you know this one, Apostle?
I have not heard of this one. I'm looking at the images from it. It looks pretty dang good.
What's it streaming on?
Netflix. It's Netflix. A Netflix original.
It's an original?
Yeah, he did some Malaysian films, and they did really well.
When did it come out?
Last year or the year before.
Oh, so you brought us to modern times.
Yeah. I mean, movie's a period piece in 1905. But
well,
yeah.
That's okay.
It's pretty good. This was his first, like, non-action movie.
Wait, this isn't the Apostle, that one, that terrible one in the jungle where that kid's running around and trying to get away from people?
I don't think so.
Oh, that was Apocalypto, I think.
Oh, yeah. No, this is about an island. A Welsh island. and a cult, and it's kind of like the Wicker Man, like the original one, not the Nick Cage one. And it's really good. It has
Did you watch Midsommar?
I have not. I hear good things.
Has anyone
about
said
it.
Mid? Okay.
Huh. All right. So Apostle's the movie of the week. We'll check that out. I saw 1917, and I understand.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait, before you say it, let's go around the around the horn here, because I say it's a bomb. I'm not looking forward to it. You guys, what do you think?
Have you seen the previews?
No, I haven't seen much about it.
I haven't even watched trailers yet.
But Tom, you know it's been nominated for 10 Academy Awards.
Yeah. Didn't Suicide Squad get an Oscar down. Though? I mean,
for what? For
I think it was costumes,
for makeup. Yeah,
Suicide got an Oscar. I think Oscars may have lost the credibility. The shark.
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement around it. We talked last week about the filming, how they make it feel like one continuous flow. I mean, there's definitely cut scenes and that sort of thing. It's hard because if it wasn't based on a true story, I don't think it would be as compelling because it's just such a small fragment of World War One. It's about the war. It takes place during the war, but there's no political nonsense in it. There's not anything like that. It's shot wonderfully. The trench scenes are cool to think about how all the men were stacked up in those things. And there's some a couple cameos from big name actors. I thought it was really good. I know it's a leading contender for Best Picture. I don't see it, but then again, I didn't like the Hollywood movie either. So
yeah, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah, I might just not be a good judge of what critics want to see.
The Gentleman came out today. That didn't get any Oscar noms.
The Gentleman?
Yeah, Guy Ritchie's new movie. He's back.
It had to come out last year.
Yeah.
Movies that come out in January never get serious.
This one looks good, but Guy Ritchie likes to do that. He likes to make a good trailer. I mean, all of his movies, I'd say 50% of them are really good, and the rest are like, meh.
Mm.
So, but this one looks pretty good.
I started the Aaron Hernandez killer series on Netflix last night, too. That's interesting. I remember the murder thing, you know, what was it, seven years ago, but I didn't follow it real closely at the time. That dude was a little crazier than I thought he was, but I'll finish that. That was pretty good. Finished The Witcher. It sort of stopped mid cycle, like they needed another couple episodes to finish it. I still don't know. Aside from the song that everyone likes so much, it's entertaining. It's no Game of Thrones though, which is what a lot of the comparison is.
I mean, the like source material is such a huge fan base. They're probably leaning on that heavily to get people to watch it.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, that's how a lot of those work, right?
Yeah.
Tom, what are you watching?
You know, on the way over here, I watched Pennyworth. Have you guys caught Pennyworth at all?
No. What is Pennyworth?
Yeah. So it's based about Alfred Pennyworth, who is Alfred the Butler in Batman, and it's his backstory. And actually really good, really enjoying it.
Is this a DC Comics thing? What is this?
Yeah, DC Comics.
Yeah, Alfred had like a really rich history that's usually ignored in most of the media.
Always ignored.
Yeah.
In the movies anyway. So where is this thing to be found?
I found it some places on the net. Great. The dark. Great. Mumble.
One of those things. So it's not, is it a series or like where is it originally?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was HBO or maybe Showtime. Right. It's a 10-episode series. But really good. Takes place right after World War One, maybe? World War Two. Oh. So Pennyworth's dad's a proper butler. And one of the scenes, his dad and his mom gutter stomp one of the bad guys.
Nice. It sounds like Adam's kind of movie.
Yeah.
They gather the kids around.
It's streaming on Epix. What the hell's Epix?
Yeah, Epix is another.
It's a thing? Like, is it a TV channel? What is it?
I want to say it's like one of the Showtime type shows that didn't take off, like Stars. It's kind of like one of the No offense to Stars fans, but like one of the lower rent kind of premium.
the sub channel of the main one.
Like HBO was like at the peak, then Cinemax and Showtime and Stars, and they started getting more B movies after that.
Are we in the golden age of TV series? I mean, I'd rather watch a series than just about any movie out there. You can get in deeper and, you know, develop the lines a heck of a lot better.
Well, there's definitely more series out there, right? And I mean, there are big ones too. HBO, Apple TV, Netflix, Amazon. Every platform has their series. We were talking about the new Picard series on CBS. I don't think I will spring for CBS just for Star Trek, though.
But you have to do what everyone plans on doing. Wait till they're finished, then get the free trial and watch Star Trek.
In a week.
Yeah. Then.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so it's on Epix, so I'll have to look into that. I really don't want to buy another streaming service.
Is Epix like Crackle by any chance?
I don't know what it is.
I like Crackle because it's free.
Well, it's not free.
No, I don't like that.
I don't like that either. Well, because you've got so many services. We've got Hulu, HBO, YouTube Live, Amazon, Netflix, Disney Plus. I've got six services I'm paying for after I abandoned DirecTV because I was tired of paying
back up to the same
for DirecTV. I've done that. Plus, I've bought four Apple TVs so that the interface is the same across my whole house.
Man, I'm just excited that I've been able to stick with just Netflix and now Disney Plus.
Yeah, but you're behind the curve on all these conversations.
But I just watch what is available to me. I don't search
for
things.
Yes, but then you end up watching shitty shows because you watch what's available to you when you
or
could.
Or I turn it off and do other things like watch YouTube.
Does Netflix make bad shows?
They do, in fact.
Well, they have season two of all.
There are some really awful shows that pop up there, but there's some really good ones.
Netflix has several that have amped up the woke meter to epic levels, so that's a challenge.
You don't have Amazon Prime, Kevin?
No, I've been staying away from. So I have Amazon Prime for the shipping, but not the TV side.
Isn't it bundled together?
No, it's part of one of the family share things. You can share like shipping services, but you don't get TV. I just haven't cared about the TV enough to get it.
Amazon's got a couple things. Goliath is good.
The Tick.
Bosch is good. The Tick, you like the
I
Tick.
Like that. And Jean-Claude Van Johnson. If you watch Jean-Claude Van Damme movies in the 80s, this is a show for you. It's pretty funny.
He was in Time Cop, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, I like that one.
Kind of the peak. Well, JCVD, I take that back. That was the best movie he was ever in. That was like Oscar caliber. It was really good.
How many noms did he get for that?
None, because the way it was released. It was a movie about him. It's really strange. Robbing a bank. You'd have to watch it. It's not streaming on anything, or it'd be my recommendation.
All right, we'll check that out. What have we talked about technology yet?
I don't think so. We talked about ums and movies and
ums movies is
Tom's close calls.
We did mention Store One, so that was modest progress.
Sponsored by
that.
Store One, the only company we
have. Are we going to have this podcast sponsored by Raisinets now, or what the hell's going on?
Yeah,
if only we could. Yeah, and it's funny because it was actually a pretty quiet week. Well, there was a holiday this week, and then some other things were pretty slow. We have a number of reviews and projects ongoing. What are you doing in the lab besides hanging up more lights, Kevin?
So we've been increasing the light output for making some of these videos a bit easier. But I just catch up on projects, and we have. I mean, the fun part about, the fun or not fun part of running a test lab is not everything always goes to plan. And
anything ever goes to plan. Let me fix that for you.
Yeah. So
there is a plan, right?
We work through projects. If something gets held back, we move to the next project. If that gets held back, we move to the next project. And we just kind of work through what's going.
Well, I'm looking at the list. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I count 8, and then there's another one that's not on here, 9 projects and reviews in progress.
Well, at least
2 coming, too.
A workstation is finally sorted out, and that's nearing completion. We have the Hynix all-flash Dell R640. That's finally in motion again. And it's just kind of working around whatever is not working, get the next thing in line up and running.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. It's fun to be active, and we go through these fits and starts of not everything we do is scripted and easy. So there's a lot of challenges along those lines.
We did throw away a lot of boxes today, so I mean, I did that.
That is progress. You know what's funny is we're throwing away so much stuff. We're giving away a ton of stuff on Reddit. You know, if you want free things, make sure to follow us on Reddit, either our subreddit or we post a lot on Home Lab Sales. We did get a couple things done. We got the Unisphere review out today. That was good.
And we got Juan's little review.
Yeah, Juan did a little overview and a VSAN adding a host. We have a video that's had some great traction on how to migrate from either an old Synology to a new one or a small Synology to a new, bigger one. That's done really well. The Isilon news around adding Kubernetes support's been doing well.
Yeah, yeah. They did a few things. Kubernetes was part of it, but Cloud IQ, now you can use that for Isilon. You couldn't before, apparently.
Yeah, the Cloud IQ, they keep adding and expanding support through the portfolio for that. So it's a nice... Yeah. We did a review of that maybe a year or so ago. We're probably due for an update.
And if you have a compute-heavy workload, you can go out to Azure, so you don't have to do it in your Isilon. And the latest version of OneFS supports 16 terabyte file sizes. So, big files.
What else we got in the news?
QNAP had a couple announcements.
Oh yeah, they had another little baby one.
Yeah, they support Teradici's PC over IP now.
Right.
You can get this on QNAP NAS, but you have to buy the Teradici license separately. They also released a little NAS 2-bay TS251D, or is it 10?
I think it's 1D.
1D. 8 gigabytes of RAM, a PCIe slot for faster networking, or an M.2 card that QNAP sells if you want that for caching. And the only other news piece we had all week was Nakivo. They released backup and replication 9.1. It includes native backup to tape, and physical backup to Linux servers and workstations. And something I didn't know when I was writing this, they have 11,000 customers.
Dear Lord, that's a lot of customers.
Channel partners, yeah.
Yeah.
And we've covered them several times in NewsBits because they typically just come out with really small news announcements that are a couple sentences long. But this is the longest new press release they've ever sent me.
Yeah, we see them a lot like that, but I don't see them a whole lot out in the wild. They must just be using a guerrilla strategy to grow their business, which is fine. It's just something that we don't hear a lot from them on. So we did all that. We did a couple of videos. We posted the review of that Samsung T7 with the fingerprint scanner in it. That's a pretty neat little portable SSD, which is kind of surprised me, like how much thinner it is over the T5 for something that typically doesn't have a whole lot of innovation associated with it.
And they are releasing a non-fingerprint version for those that don't really want that and just want the increased
speed.
Don't
want to pay up for it.
Yeah, if you just want to increase speed, that comes out in a month or so.
All right, that's good. Kevin, anything else in the lab you want to highlight?
No, although you might have heard it a few minutes ago, Alexa talking in the background as you guys were talking about movies. We have, to help us enable quicker movie modes in the lab with our fresh air cooling, we're deploying a new Echo Flex so I can say, Alexa, fans off. And it kills the fans for the duration of the video, and then we can turn back on easily.
You unplugged it, thankfully, or else yes. It would be talking again.
Correct.
Yeah, unfortunately, switches aren't labeled around here, so hitting switches could be problematic. Switcher and all the servers die. And
yeah, especially the big gray one behind it.
Yeah, don't chunk the ones that have like a 15-pound throw unless you know what you're doing.
All right, so Kevin, you're off to iGel's event next week.
Yeah, iGel Disrupt.
I'll be in Raleigh the week after. We're going to try to do some mobile interviews, maybe some mobile video, so we'll see how that goes. If you don't see it on the YouTube channel, it means it did not go well.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the size... I've never been to the event, so I'm not sure the size of it, but I'll, if it's possible, I'll do it.
What if it's not possible?
Then I won't do it.
We'll admit defeat. All right, Tom, you got anything else for us?
Yeah, I got a couple news items here, but
yeah, let's hit those news items.
Okay. But before that, I was actually talking to a couple guys who are going to go to IHL Disrupt, and they say it's just a really good conference, well put together, and I think Kevin's going to have a good time there.
Yeah,
And
I even asked about their water park there, and I think it's $44 a day.
well,
Although
it's
the second day the conference is closed, so I think they assume because like the average age of the group staying at the hotel goes up by probably a factor of 40 years during the conference, that there's probably not a lot of people going towards the pool that day.
As a point of clarity, it's not an IGL water park. It's the Gaylord Water Park in Nashville, right?
I think I said IGL conference.
Yeah. So the conference itself doesn't have a water park that like travels around with it across
Correct. It's where it's located.
the
Make sure you set up your camera when you're doing all the
country.
dives
Ooh,
and
yeah.
Does he have like the surfing thing? And
Yeah, live feed of Kevin surfing, I think,
Kevin
would be
knocks the
phenomenal.
6-year-olds out of the way so he can.
Get out of the way, punks. So
I
what do you have,
bet.
Tom, on the news front?
Okay, wait. So in Nashville,
Oh
I
no.
got the story for the best fried chicken, hot fried chicken. They're famous for it. It's called Prince Hot Fried Chicken. And so write that down and make sure you get some fried chicken there.
I'll try that, although I want to try and connect with my cousin who's down there in Nashville, and maybe
Maybe you can get him to make you some Adam's Movie Corner music.
Yes.
Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. Maybe something better than
Yeah.
that.
All right. So on the news front, VMware released AppStack 4. That's part of their composable desktop infrastructure. It's been a long time coming. They've been using AppStack 2 for quite a while. They came out with 3, but 3 just never really caught any traction. So I'm going to be installing that and kind of getting a feel for how that goes. I also played around. I needed to inject some latency for the review that the continual review that never gets quite finished there. And I need to inject about 300 milliseconds of latency. So my options were to get 50,000 miles of Cat 5 cable and loop it around the world twice,
That's
or use
one
a
plan,
Netra.
yeah.
Yeah, I was going to bill you for that, but
Great.
and didn't think you'd pay for it. So I got Netrepe VE. We've talked to these guys before.
Yeah, we've used them for some of the thin client work, right?
Good guys. And so there's latest version that just, I mean, literally got released like today. Netrepe VE runs as a virtual machine on ESX, and it has a HTML5 GUI rather than the old Flex GUI, and it has pull down, so you can say, I want to replicate what it's like bouncing off a satellite. I want to replicate what it's like going from a cruise ship. So it's kind of cool. It's look and easy install. Took all of 5 minutes to install it. So good stuff.
Speaking of satellite, I saw DirecTV has one that's about to maybe explode. Did
Yeah,
you
they
see that?
had it was
Battery
either the
failure. Yeah, it
batteries
was
were
battery.
overcharged or undercharged, and then there's something where it's functioning entirely on solar at the moment, and when it goes behind the Earth on one of its rotations, and it's like mid-February or something, there's the risk where something bad will happen. It'll probably explode. So they need to decommission it, expend all the fuel.
But they don't have time to get rid of all the fuel, so they've got to get a special waiver. But I'm sure they'll get the waiver because if the option is blow up, then they
Do
probably.
they get a waiver from Michael Bay just to like record it as it's happening and
I
have
have
Space Force shoot it down?
I have a feeling that a satellite exploding in quiet space is not quite as exciting as the movie version of it.
Yeah, it won't make any
It
noise.
just makes like a little poof, and you see a trail of.
Well, poof, and then it like starts the opening scene from Gravity.
Oh gosh. That's an hour and a half I'd like to have back, or however long that was.
Wasn't that bad.
It was very average. He flies back into the thing at the end. That was ridiculous.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Anyone hadn't seen it?
It's been a while.
Okay, so the last news tidbit. I was talking to a guy here from Dutchland. Dutch, what's it called?
Germany?
Netherlands, Dutch.
Oh,
Nah.
no.
That's what the Germans call it. I
Deutschland?
don't think
Yeah.
the
The
Dutch are
Netherlands,
fun. Yeah.
they're fond of orange in their soccer uniforms anyway.
Oh, okay. But Netherlands kind of interesting because they encourage people to work from home because less traffic, blah, blah, blah. And so they're huge consumers of virtual desktops, right? VDI desktops. But Citrix has this product called NetScaler. Have you guys ever done a review on NetScaler or anything?
Have not, but they'll be at that iGel event. Kevin can run them down.
Yeah, ask them about this. So the NetScaler had a security vulnerability, and so they had to shut them all down. I mean, They would not let them run. So all these people who were working from home had to get on the freeway, and it literally caused these huge traffic jams. And Citrix has been in the news for this, causing these traffic jams. Ugh. That was just kind of interesting.
See, Tom, this is why I like working with you, because if that scenario were to occur, I know you would just take the day off.
Because I couldn't get to my desktop, which is hosted in my home. You damn right I would. I'd be calling you from the ski slopes, my friend.
Yeah, I couldn't drive into work, but I could drive to Mount Hood.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, for crying out loud. All right, let's. We need to put an end to this nonsense this week.
Put a stake in it.
Are we doing it next week? Are we doing this podcast? We've got a guest. We've got an in-person guest next week. I'm doing him a disservice, but runs a decent size MSP operation out of Ohio, Michigan, and Texas, and other parts of the world. We'll be here in person, so we'll talk about challenges that service providers are facing, and I'm sure he'll have some fun stories for us. So we're going to bring in some new voices and new stories, and maybe have a podcast next week that's 60% less nonsense. So that's our hope and dream. Until then, keep in touch with us. Check out the YouTube channel and hit that subscribe button. Every subscriber helps us along our journey. We've got the subreddit /r/storagereview, at storagereview on Twitter, Instagram, and info@storagereview.com if you want to drop an email. That's all for now. We'll hit you next time. Bye-bye.